Bear Pit by John Cleary. Read by Christian Rotzke. Chapter 1, Part 1. Malone switched out the light in his daughter's bedroom.
Dad!
He switched it on again. I thought you were asleep. And I can't sleep with the light on? God, you're so stingy. Can I have the light on while I'm thinking?
Depends what you're thinking.
He went into her room, sat down in the chair at her desk against the wall.
Problems?
Not really. Maureen sat up on her bed, nodded at the computer on the desk. I thought I'd try my hand at a Mills and Boone romance. There's money in it if you click. He turned and read from the computer screen.
Justin unbuttoned Clotilde's tight blouse and her breasts fell out. He picked them up and put them back in again.
Thank you,
said Clotilde, polite even in passion. I'm always losing them.
Not much romance there, said Malone with a grin. What follows?
Nothing.
That's the END. All I have to do is find 60,000 words to go in front of it. I don't think I'm cut out for romance. I can't take it seriously.
Is that what your boyfriends think?
She ignored that.
Maybe I should try grunge fiction. That had a run a while ago.
Well, don't expect me to read it. I got enough grunge out in the job. How's it going at work?
Maureen was 3 months out of university and working at Channel 15 as a researcher. It was a television station that put ratings before responsibility, that insisted the bottom line was the best line in any of its productions. It operated with a staff that was skeletal compared to those of other channels. It had no stars amongst its presenters and no overseas bureau, buying its international material.